Lucis Trust, a non-profit, non-political, and non-sectarian organization on the roster of the Economic and Social Council of the United Nations and concerned with the establishment of world cooperation and goodwill, presents Inner Sight with your host, Robert Anderson. He, with Sarah and Dale McKechnie, President and Vice President of Lucis Trust, will discuss philosophical and spiritual topics essential to everyday life. Now here's your host, Robert Anderson.
Welcome. Inner sight is simply seeing that which is always present, but not yet fully recognized. You have, within you, the ability to see yourself and the world around you in a new way, with new eyes. So stay with us and together we'll look at the world and ourselves with inner sight. Our topic for today, Lucis Trust. And before we explore this topic, I'd like to say a few words about Alice Bailey. Alice Bailey is the founder of Lucis Trust, and she wrote 24 volumes of literature. And those 24 volumes of literature are the main inspiration for the dialogue that you hear on this show. The following thought is also from the works of Alice Bailey. A new and better way of life for all people everywhere in the world can become a reality in our time. Practical techniques in operation today can be learned and applied to the fulfillment of the divine plan for humanity. What is the Lucis Trust, and can you tell us something about its origins and goals?
Yes, to begin with, perhaps we should define or explain its name. Lucis is from the Latin, the generative case, meaning of light. So literally our name means trust of light. And it was founded by Alison Foster Bailey in about 1922. In our last program, we were talking about the life of Alice Bailey. And I think we had gotten to the point where she and her husband Foster Bailey were relocating from California to New York to begin the writing of books with the teacher that had contacted her and asked for her help in producing a series of books on the ageless wisdom for the Western spiritual seeker. And this led to the formation of a little publishing company called the Lucis Publishing Company that brought out the first of the books. I believe the first one she wrote was Initiation, Human and Solar. It led to a series of 24 books that were published over the 30 years of their work. To go back to the Lucis Trust, can you tell us something about its origins and goals? Well, its goals are the education of the human mind. The work we do really is educational. It has to do with the emphasis we try to place on the conditions necessary for establishing right human relations, not only on a personal level, but between groups, between nations, and not only within humanity, but between humanity and the other kingdoms, animal, vegetable, and mineral that share our planet. Right relationships are the essence of the outcome of correct spiritual living. It integrates the unit, the atom, with the whole in a perfect harmony. That's the essence of spiritual living. And that's our goal, the creation of right human relations and the lifting of human consciousness to recognize those values and principles that lead to correct relationships. What would you say?
Well, of course, yes, that's all. That's correct. And the Lucis Trust, of course, is the what they call the fiduciary agency for a number of activities, and among them being the Arcane School, which is the school that Alice Bailey founded with Foster Bailey back in 1923. That's the time when she began to write the books with the Tibetan contact that she had, that was actually dictating the books to her telepathically, and which we talked about on a previous program. But these books form the basis for the teachings that are now form the basis of the teachings of the Arcane School. And we're still continuing with that school. It is still very much alive and very active throughout the world. We have students all over the world, in most every country of the world, in fact. And the books have been translated into a number of different languages. And the school operates not only in English, but in the European languages, in French and German and Dutch and Italian and Spanish. And
Greek, Russian.
Greek and Russian,
and
yes.
And Dutch.
And Dutch. Okay.
Eight languages.
So it literally covers most of the world. And so the student body is worldwide. The school is all done by correspondence. It's all handled through the mail. And more recently, some of it is even done online. But so we're trying to catch up with the new age.
It's a school for adults, which is important to point out. Mm-hmm. It's not a school for young people. It's a school for adult men and women. We have nurses, physicians, firefighters, office workers, diplomats, bureaucrats of various sorts and stripes, lots of teachers, carpenters. We have the whole span of humanity in the school. And they are all adults, many of them with families and professional commitments and so on, but they have reached a point where they have felt this compelling need to extend their understanding of spiritual principles so that they can live a life of service and soul awareness. And in order to do that, one needs training. It doesn't just happen. Meditation is one of the major techniques for opening the consciousness to a realization of one's soul purpose and one's particular contribution to God's plan for the world. And the school emphasizes meditation techniques throughout its training. We also offer lessons based on the principles of the Ageless Wisdom. And the end result of the training, which can go on for up to 14 years or more if you stay with it and work in the suggested rhythm, is that you get nothing at all of worldly value, not even a piece of paper saying, I graduated. This is a surprise to some people because we're so conditioned to thinking of a school as giving you the opportunity to earn more money or to at least get a diploma. It isn't that kind of a school. It's a school for spiritual development, and therefore there is no worldly reward.
But it's quite a tribute, I think, to Lucis Trust that so many people are motivated to go through those 24 volumes without getting a diploma or any material tangible thing as a reward. Yeah,
right. They do it because they have to.
And the teachings themselves speak to the heart. I mean, they people follow this school, and they participate in the school for, like you said, 14, 15, even 20, the rest of your lifetime, perhaps, or for a good many of them. And it speaks to something in you that it resonates. There is a core, which, by the way, is, of course, the factor of the soul. And that's, I think, why so many people stay with the teachings, because it speaks to the soul, it resonates with the soul, and it brings those soul qualities into the world. And, of course, that's what the whole purpose of the school is for, is to establish that link with the soul and bring those soul qualities of love and light into the world. And that's essentially that's why the teachings speak to so many different students all over the world in every different language and different ethnic groups. And
yeah.
And
it's the training and the teaching is above cultural and racial and social distinctions.
That's right, and that's one of the amazing things about it. There are literally hundreds of thousands of people in the world who are ready for this. They're in the world now, and they are ready for these teachings, and we try to provide them with the tools.
Just that reminds me of an interesting sidelight about the school. Just recently, I was in our London headquarters, and we were discussing a particular student who was having a bit of a spiritual crisis, which is normal to the path. And it's not a bed of roses. It's a path of crises and of sometimes jarring recognitions so that the soul can make its voice, its note more clearly heard. And this man was describing in very articulate terms and very recognizable kinds of circumstances what he was going through. And what was interesting is that he is a farmer in Nigeria. So to me, it just verifies how much alike we all are on the level of spiritual development, in the sense of reaching a particular milestone of the way and having everything in common with our fellow human beings who have reached that same milestone. The path is one path, regardless of one's outer circumstances. And the brilliance of this school that Alice Bailey founded is that after 80 years, it's still so relevant and so timely, because in every age it prepares the student to be of more service to the world. And when you look at the present times and the crisis that we are going through, the pull of materialism today and of the urge to separate and stand apart, what could be more valuable than a method of training that enables us to awaken to the one humanity?
And it is on the level of the soul that we find all these paths begin to merge. And that's why there is this such feeling of common camaraderie or common heritage as one enters into that soul sphere, and those soul energies and qualities emerge into your daily life. You begin to see this is where all the paths, all the religions and all the different ways of belief begin to merge as one enters into that soul sphere of living.
And yet the present times are so torn apart by these, real and imagined distinctions between religions. Religion is not the same as the spiritual path. Spirituality is not confined to any particular religious path, but on the level of world religions, there are great differences and distinctions and quarrels. But on the inner level, those religions are all pointing toward a convergence, that if we don't grasp that, I don't know what's going to happen to us, because the potential for warfare is more and more a worry to all of us. And it seems that the cleavages that we are seeing in the world today are occurring along the lines of religious differences. Mm-hmm. It's very frightening, because those beliefs are so deeply held and so emotional that they can lead to real violence if we don't work against that tendency to say, well, I'm right and you are wrong.
Mm-hmm. But it is that very separation, that division, those schisms that in the religious belief systems of peoples of the world, that is, it's a crystallization that's breaking down, and it's very, very painful, but it's all to the good in the long run, I think.
For those people who just tuned in, you're listening to Inner Sight. Our topic for today, Lucis Trust. And we have a package of information for you. It gives you a lot of information about what Lucis Trust is. Many of the questions that you're probably thinking about are answered in this package of information. So if you would like a package of information, you can either call us for that package of information on our toll-free number, which is 1-866-695-8247, or the easy way to remember it is 1-866-NY-LUCIS. LUCIS is LUCIS. That's 1-866. Think of New York LUCIS. Another way to find that information about LUCIS Trust is to key into our website. The website is www.lucistrust.org. You can really get a lot of information on that website. And additionally, you can key into our previously archived library of radio shows. And we certainly appreciate your donations, both large and small. They're certainly an expression to us of your support, and by the way, that's what keeps us on the air. So, once again, if you want that package of information, give us a call at 1-866-695-8247 or our website, www.lucistrust.org. Now, the following question is probably going to obviate a lot of phone calls to your office. And that's the question, is Lucis Trust, is it a religion?
No, it's not.
Oh, okay.
No, we're not a religion. We have people who have been involved in our work from the very beginning who come from many different religious backgrounds, Christian, Jewish, some Buddhists, not too many Muslims. They tend to be probably not drawn to this particular spiritual tradition, although they have their own esoteric path in Sufism. But we've always had people of different religious backgrounds, as well as people who have no particular religious faith. I think it would be quite possible to work with the values and goals of the Lucis Trust and its activities without really having a particular conviction in a personal God. And particularly when you think about the Buddhist view of divinity, you can imagine that would be so. The Buddhists don't recognize a personal deity. We leave that up to the individual. We have no doctrine on that. It's something that has to be sorted out in the inner core of each individual. His maker, his creator, and his destiny. That's, nobody can tell you what to think about that. So no, we're not a religion.
No, that's a big hurdle to get over, because we can transcend that whole difficulty about religious doctrines and go right to the top. In other words, you can transcend it and go leave that behind.
Well, we do have many co-workers who do work in the field of religion.
Absolutely, yeah. Yes, we do. In fact,
we're not anti-religious.
No, we've had ministers, and we've had priests and nuns, and all of these people, they're still active. Well, yes, some are still active in their religion, but they are also fascinated and caught up by the teachings that they read about in the books of Alice Bailey. And so they can have the best of both worlds.
How can a person join Lucis Trust?
Well, we don't have a membership. You can't join in the sense of a traditional organization. We have a mailing list. That's not the same as a membership list, but if you want to be kept informed about our activities, you can either go on to our postal mailing list or our e-mailing list. And if you are local, we have monthly meditation meetings that we'd be happy to send people information about. We have a number of activities that maintain mailing lists. For example, we have two service activities called Triangles and World Goodwill that are anchored in the Arcane School, in the sense that the students in the school provide the core group that work in Triangles and World Goodwill, but they're open to anyone who's interested, and you don't need to be a formal student of the school to participate. Triangles is an activity that was founded in the 1930s. It's a meditation activity done once a day, very brief activity, linking with two other people of your choice, and thus the name Triangle, and then seeing your triangle in its relationship to the worldwide network of triangles formed by people who are working to, you could say, radiate the energies of light and goodwill into human consciousness. And they do this through meditation on the Great Invocation, which is the prayer we close our program with each day. Gradually, the objective is to inject light and goodwill in as a conditioning influence into human consciousness through triangles. World Goodwill, maybe you could say something about.
World Goodwill is another one of the very useful activities of the Arcane School. And it is essentially promotion of this very necessary energy of goodwill. Goodwill is the glue that would hold together all right relationships in the world. And it's the, as it says, it's the touchstone that builds relationships. So we promote the idea of goodwill. And in fact, the goodwill is essentially distributes literature all over the world in many languages. We publish a newsletter, which
free.
Comes out quarterly.
Mm-hmm.
It's a free newsletter, and with a very interesting and articles each month on a very topical articles. We also in World Goodwill also has a study course, which there's no charge for. But it's its own little study course based on the problems of humanity. And also a very special connection we have with the United Nations and the agencies through the Office of Public Information at the UN. And so World Goodwill is representative at the UN. It attends briefings there. Our representative in Goodwill attends briefings at the UN on a regular basis, so we keep abreast of what's happening at the UN, and we promote the UN, the values of the UN, in our newsletter.
And we're often, excuse me.
Yes, in our other literature.
And we're often criticized for it because the UN is so badly thought of in this country in particular. But we support the United Nations because it is the only global platform on which humanity collectively can come together to deal with its problems.
And of course, this energy of goodwill is what cements and what creates and holds together the relationships that are so necessary at the UN, the relationships between the representatives of all the nations of the world. And if they can't negotiate and together in a spirit of goodwill, then everything breaks down. So goodwill, this energy of goodwill, which is essentially the energy of love, it's a human expression of love. And whether it's love between peoples or between nations or on the international level, it is an expression of goodwill. And so that is a very necessary energy, and this is the very why we promote the whole idea of goodwill.
What would you say is the primary basic premise or core belief of Lucis Trust?
Oh, the core belief, I guess it would be that humanity is one, and it will rise or fall as one. The essence of the spiritual underpinnings that we call the ageless wisdom is the essential oneness of all that we see in its myriad diversity on the outer planes of life. This is a belief or a doctrine, you could say, that is probably best expressed in Hinduism, the idea that there is a unifying origin and destiny to everything that we see on earth in and that we categorize as belonging to the human, the animal, the vegetable, the mineral kingdoms. We see this tremendous diversity on the outer planes without appreciating the oneness of its origin, the oneness of its creation. And this idea of unity implies that there has to be right human relationships, right relationships within the various kingdoms on our planet. There has to be a balance and a harmony achieved between all of the varying parts in order to appreciate the essential unity.
And it's also the sanctity of the soul. The soul is what really the common thread that joins all together. It's the one soul of humanity, the human soul, and the same soul that it pervades the animal kingdom and all the other kingdoms. It's the anima mundi, and that
the principle of consciousness. That's right. What the soul is.
Absolutely. And this is one of the core principles of the Lucis Trust and the Arcane School and the teachings of the Arcane School.
Because by coming into touch with the soul, one comes into realization of one's own inner spiritual authority and guide. Every human being has free will and an inner teacher, Christ principle, Atman, whatever word you want to use, that is the inner light that guides that individual on his spiritual quest. And by putting people in touch with the soul through meditation and spiritual study and service, we awaken contact with that inner source of light and illumination. The authority that is given to sources external to ourselves is an illusion, because the real guide, the real source of direction and power is within each one of us. It does no good to look outside ourselves. It's within ourselves that we find the guidance we want, but it awakens only through meditation and service and love.
And that's why in the Arcane School there are no gurus, there are no real teachers, because the main teacher, the only teacher we come to realize, is that teacher within the soul, mm-hmm. your mm-hmm. own higher self, and it's cultivating an appreciation and linking with that higher self that you begin to become your own teacher.
That soul is one within all human beings, so in contacting the soul we come into union with our fellow men. It's the essence of the spiritual quest is to touch this unity. Yoga, the word yoga means union, and that's what underlies these techniques of meditation and service that we emphasize through the Lucis Trust. We encourage people to ask for more information if any of this strikes a note of interest with them.
How does Lucis Trust finance its wonderful spiritual work?
Everything is offered for free, because there can be no price put on spiritual teaching, but we rely entirely on donations, and including this program. And so we welcome the financial support of people who choose to give.
Well, I also know that meditation plays a great role in your work, but we'll have to touch upon that some other time. In the meantime, if you'd like to get a general package of information that gives you a lot of information about Lucis Trust, you can give us a call at 1-866-695-8247. It'll be easily remembered as 1-866-NY-LUCIS. Think of 1-866-NEW-YORK-LUCIS, Lucis, L-U-C-I-S, or key into our website, www.lucistrust.org. You've been listening to Inner Sight. Now, we would like to close with a world prayer called the Great Invocation. It's a call for light and love and goodwill to flow into the world and into our hearts. Let's listen for a moment to these powerful words.
From the point of light within the mind of God, let light stream forth into human minds. Let light descend on earth. From the point of love within the heart of God, let love stream forth into human hearts. May the coming one return to earth. From the center where the will of God is known, let purpose guide all little human wills, the purpose which the masters know and serve. From the center which we call the human race, let the plan of love and light work out, and may it seal the door where evil dwells. Let light and love and power restore the plan on earth.